Zia Dragato. Welcome to the podcast. You're listening to Honest and Gay. I was like, what is the name of my show again? And this show is going to delve into the realm of LGBT stuff, mental health, feminism, all different topics. Topics that are really close to me and really personal to me. And so this first episode is about Tinder. Specifically about losing my virginity to the guy I met on Tinder. Yes. That was actually the first person I met in real life on Tinder, and I lost my virginity to him. Yes, let's talk about that. That was an awkward time. So it was earlier in 2016, this whole thing happened. It was around like February time, you know, that little Valentine's Day time era. I was having some issues with my boyfriend at the time. We were kind of on a break. Things weren't really clear as to what our relationship was. And for majority of that relationship, I was distraught. I was totally destroyed, and I hated my time, and I hated my life. And so I was just like, you know what? I'm pretty positive. You don't want to be with me. I don't want to be with you anymore. I'm going to go explore my options because I'm young and I really don't care at this point. And I was in a really like self-destructive state of mind. And I wasn't really ready to get back out there. But I knew this was a rebound and I knew what I was getting myself into. And at the time, like, I was telling myself, like, oh, I'm going to meet this new guy and I'm just going to have fun. I'm going to have fun. No. It was fun, but it was not like I was in it just for that guy. So, I met him on Tinder. We chatted a couple times, and somehow we met. And literally, our first date was weird shit. I drove him from our date from Coffee Bean to Union Station. I don't know what I was doing. I don't know why I did that. I was just being nice. That's what happens. Sometimes I'm a really nice person, and I do a lot of extra shit for people. And it's like, what the fuck? I don't even know you. And, you know, We dated, we went out for a couple times, and I remember I lost my virginity in my room, like, in my house, like, keeping it real, real right now. And I remember the moment, because it was like, we were making out, things were coming off, clothes were coming off, we were naked, and it was weird, because he kind of just stopped, and I'm like, what's up? It was just like, what are we doing? And obviously, at the time, I didn't know that like, he wanted to have sex. I was just making out. Like, I was just having fun. And when he stopped caring, when he stopped actually, like, wanting to do things, it immediately set me back into that mindset with my ex-boyfriend. Because my ex-boyfriend was not the best. He wasn't even my boyfriend. We were dating for 6 months, and I saw him 6 times. That's not a relationship. Yeah, he lived, like, an hour away, and, you know, he did drive every time he saw me, but I offered to drive out there, I offered multiple times, I tried to make it work, all of these things. I felt like, you know, I was already in a really fucked up place, and I knew my self-esteem was low as shit, and I would basically want to feel validated from anyone, and I didn't want to feel like shit anymore. So when that guy, we're gonna call him Fudge. I'm trying to remember what I even called him. We'll call him Rick. No, it's a really shitty name to lose your virginity to a guy named Rick. Sorry if your name's Rick, but I don't like that name, Nick. Eric? Do I know an Eric? Hold on. Oh, no, I know an Eric. That's awkward. Gosh. I'm going to call him... Nope. That's his actual name. Wow, I am really blanking. Let's just call him Bob, you know, from Bob's Burgers. Let's get that daddy kink out of the way. So Bob was laying on my bed and he was definitely like kind of over it. He wanted to have sex and I was just like, sex? What is sex? I'm a virgin. What? And I remember I asked him, I was like, do you want to have sex? And his face lit up like he was a fucking child. Like he was like, yes. He's like, ooh. He's like, yeah, I want to have sex. So I got a condom and, yeah, that hurt. That literally hurt the first time. But I lasted for a while and I have no idea how I did it. But, like, I lasted for a good amount of time. Not, like, a 2-minute thing, not, like, a 10-minute thing. But it was decent. I wasn't timing it. But it felt like a long time and I had fun. I enjoyed myself. And from then on, we would, you know, meet up. We would have sex. We would go on dates. And you know, we didn't go out a lot. We went out maybe like 5 times in a month. You know, like literally, I'm dating this guy. We aren't even a thing. It's not even defined, no DTR, anything. And we saw each other almost as much as I saw my boyfriend for 6 months. And so that kind of puts you into perspective, like how that other guy was treating me to how this guy's treating me now. So I mean, it's okay. I stopped seeing that guy, and I'm really disappointed because he had tickets to see this Grizz show. He's like a really cool like 80s funk DJ. He's really chill. I wanted to see him. I was super hyped, and then at the last second, he decided to go by himself. He didn't want to invite me anymore, and I was like, first of all, that's fucked up. Second of all, fuck you. And I was done. I was done. I couldn't deal with that guy anymore. And you know, we stopped talking, but we're still on good terms. Like it's whatever. You know, people are gonna be people. And I don't have any bad blood with that guy. He's chill. We follow each other on Instagram. I like his stuff. He likes my stuff. I think we went to the beach once as like friends, and it was really chill. Okay, when we went to the beach, that was actually chill. That was actually a really fun beach day. Yeah, so I lost my virginity, and it was definitely a pretty okay experience. But I know there's that stigma, you know, with meeting guys on the internet, and it's just like, are they clean? Are they safe? Are they, you know, but they're people. I mean, you have to give people the better. You definitely have to ask. I did. I definitely asked. I asked. I was like, yeah, how many people have you had sex with? I think he said he had like sex with 13 people. He's bisexual. I'm gonna put his sexuality out there so that way you know. And you know, he's had sex with guys, he had sex with girls, and you know, with me, I've only had sex with one person. Well, no, that's it's debate. Oh, yeah, let's just say that. Sex is a very complicated thing because people value sex differently. And although I've had sex with multiple people, the level of sex or the level of intimacy varies from person to person. You know, some people would just be oral sex, or some people would be like anal sex, but it wasn't like sex. It was like we're trying to get it in, but it's like not work. Like, you know. Everyone has issues, and especially in the gay community, it's harder to have sex because you're having anal sex that doesn't have natural lubricant like the vagina. I know the natural lubricant in the vagina. Talking to my friends that have vaginas, we definitely talk about that. Their natural lubricant does help, but they do use lube to intensify situations because, let's be honest, guys that try to get girls off, they are struggling because they don't even know what the clitoris is. They don't know if their girl likes clitoris stimulation or G-spot stimulation. Like, boy, you should figure that shit out. I remember a time, real quick anecdote. One of my friends, we were talking in a car. We were just chatting, and she was trying to have sex with her boyfriend, and it wasn't working. Like, she was not having a good time. And I was like, my friend, I'm gonna call her Rebecca, because that's literally the name I thought of right now. I was like, Rebecca, does he know where the clitoris is? And she was just like, I really don't think so. I'm like, girl, this is what you need to do. First off, when you try to do some stuff down there, you know, when you're trying to have sex, or he's trying to, you know, use some oral sex, do some oral sex on your pussy. Sorry, that was really funny to me. I was like, if he's messing up in that moment, be like, hey, I can help you. Do you need help? I know it's kind of emasculating, and it's definitely like, oh shit, like I am not a real tough guy, like hyper masculinity, like ooh, I don't know my shit. Guess what? People don't know their shit. But if you own up to it and you get help, shit, I literally saved her sex life. I don't know if like they're still together or what's the deal with that. But literally when she told me, she's like, yeah. When I told him, I was like, yeah, I can definitely help you. And like I positioned him in a way that he actually knew where the clitoris was, and he stimulated it. And I was like, score, touchdown, good for you, girl. Like fucking sex positive right now. Woo. So that's amazing. That if you have just open communication and this open dialogue, and yeah, it's gonna be awkward. Yeah, it's gonna suck because what the fuck? People do not actually care whether or not you know shit or not. If you ask for help, they're gonna help you because guess what? They're normal people and they're fucking chill. End of story. So, side note aside, let's go back to the main story at hand. Tinder. People, let's be honest, Tinder is a breeding ground for douchebags, hypermasculine fuck boys, guys that are just like, oh, I'm a fuck pussy, I'm a fuck shit. And especially in the gay community, it's a lot of, hey bro, you wanna work out, bro? Let's go out, let's go date. And it's like, calm the fuck down. Like, calm the fuck down. There's a lot of prejudice in the LGBT community, especially with gay men, because men are fucking the shit. They're literally the worst. And trust me, in the gay community, I have a lot of problems with gay men. Usually, if you look at the statistics, women talk about people and men talk about things. And I don't really talk about things. Most of the time it's about working out or about sports or about, I'm being real, real stereotypical right now. And there's definitely a lot of prejudice, and there's definitely a podcast for all of that and talking about that. It's way beyond my level of expertise. But when I went on these dating apps, not anymore, I don't have these dating apps anymore, but stuff like Tinder and Grindr that I used, I definitely saw prejudice. And it is what it is, and it sucks, and it's fucked up, and I wish we would live in a society that just didn't give a fuck and would just date whoever we liked and didn't have this like underlying biases. And it's ridiculous that people have to think that way. And I remember I was on Grindr, and a lot of the bios were like, mass for mass, no femmes, no blacks, no Asians. And I was just like, why are you just like listing your prejudices? Like, I don't understand why that's okay and that's not okay. And that's why when I met my boyfriend, my literal ex-boyfriend, not my boyfriend, sorry, let's get that straight real quick. My ex-boyfriend I met on Grindr. He had a hyper masculine job. He was more of a bro. He wasn't out with anyone. He was out probably with like two of his friends, and he didn't really talk about sexuality or talk about his feelings or anything like that. He was a cool dude. Like he definitely did care, but the connection and the spark and the way that we both ran our lives was different. It didn't work, and that's life. Move on, get over it. But I definitely did see kind of who he wanted to be with and kind of who he is. And when I dated this other guy who was a rebound from my ex-boyfriend, he was definitely in the same category, the same type of personality, the same mentality. But when I'm currently dating someone now, I'm in a relationship, and this guy is completely different than the other guys that I've went out with. And there's some moments where I'm just like, what the fuck am I doing here? Why the fuck am I here? I don't understand what's going on. And then there's other times like, wow, I'm actually enjoying my time. And it's definitely this like push-pull factor where you kind of have to weigh your goods and your bads and your plus and your minuses and all of this stuff. But I never thought that I would be in this situation. And using apps like Tinder and Grindr are good because it does widen your dating pool, but I wouldn't recommend them if you are at in a low spot in your life, if you have really low self-esteem and you want to talk to someone and you're scared of being rejected. Because when you're on Tinder and when you're on Grindr, especially on Grindr, you are going to send a lot of messages to a lot of guys, and a lot of guys are never going to respond. And the guys that do respond, they're just gonna be like, hey, here's some dick pics, here's some like photos. Because that's what Grindr is. It's not like Tinder where you can't send photos. It's definitely like in your hands. You can do whatever you want, and you can basically do whatever you want. And I was on Grindr with my ex-boyfriend. We were talking on Grindr for 3 months. He was being sketchy with his phone number, all these things, all these red flags that I literally should have seen a while ago. But when you're first starting to explore your sexuality and when you're first learning about, hey, maybe I'm gay, you kind of do things in a way that you're just gonna see it through to the end. And I remember when I kissed my ex-boyfriend, that was the first guy I ever kissed, and I was like, holy shit, this is how it feels to kiss someone. And I was like, damn, I'm gay, like gay as fuck, like honest and gay. And it was amazing. And you know, that relationship didn't work out, and you know, that's life. Move on. I say that a lot because I was in a real shitty place when I was with my boyfriend or ex-boyfriend. Holy shit, need to get that on check, Diego. Watch yourself. Watch yourself. But I was in a pretty shitty place. And when we broke up, which was like January time, like literally like in that time when I was dating that other guy, I was like breaking up with my boyfriend. It was a hot mess. Diego Dragato, you were a hot mess back then. But when my boyfriend broke up with me, he broke up with me over the phone at midnight, telling me that I never helped him and that I was stressing him out and that he didn't like me anymore and he didn't want to be friends and he didn't want to go out anymore and all of these fucked up things to someone with fucking mental illness who lost his mom literally a month before I started dating him. Yeah, it was a fucked up situation. Like, my mom died in June and I started talking to that guy in July and I met that guy in August. Like, it was all time. No, actually, no, I met him in July. Yeah, I met him in July and my mom died in June and I started dating him in August. Like, I don't like there's that period where like you don't change things in your life when like real traumatic shit fucking happens. And I just threw that shit out the window. I was like, ooh, boyfriend, ooh, dick, ooh, fuck me. Like, yes. And I went with it. I literally went with that shit. And when he broke up with me at midnight, I talked to one of my close friends who I met in college and we're still real close. Like, hashtag, you're probably not listening to this, but you know, life. But I called her because we were texting about it, and she was someone that I kind of anchored to because she's lesbian, and she has a lot of these similar experiences. So I talked to her. I was like, "Hey, girl, like this literally just happened. Like, he's a fucking asshole. Like, who the fuck breaks up with someone at midnight?" And it's just like, why the fuck would you do that? And I remember the next day, I was destroyed. Like, I was like, what the fuck? This is so fucked up. I went to see my mom at, you know, the graveyard, cemetery, however you want to call it. And I sent a Snapchat to my ex-boyfriend. And I just sent a Snapchat of my mom's grave. And I don't know what, there was literally no context. And he just opened it and never responded. And, you know, I think I texted him a few times because I was trying to get back together with him, and I went to a few of his games. I'm not going to say what sport he plays, but I definitely went to a few of his games, and I texted him a few times here and there, and I thought things were like okay on equal terms, but then he just kind of just left. He never talked to me ever again, and life moves on. You know, my birthday was in August. He didn't wish me happy birthday. His birthday was in November. I didn't wish him happy birthday because guess what? I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. And so life moves on, and I know I say that a lot, but it did get better. And you know, it was a year. So it was a real fucked up year. And I don't really talk about that year, and I don't really talk about that relationship anymore because it's gone. Like, it's done, and I don't like to bring up the past, especially when, you know, people like that really fucked up my life. And I was just like, you know what? I was like, fuck you. I went to therapy a lot more, and I was talking to my therapist ever since I started dating him. And you know, I've been going to therapy for 2 years, probably almost 3 years, I don't know. But I remember I was really fucking suicidal. I remember like weeks and days after the breakup and months after the breakup, I just wanted to kill myself. And you know, I don't really talk about that. I don't really talk about those low moments in my life. And, you know, getting your heart broken, like you're legit heartbroken for the first time, and you just wanted to be done with life. And yeah, I wanted to kill myself. And I'm thankfully I have amazing friends and I have an amazing support system. And you know, I got out of it. I got out of that fucking headspace. And yeah, I'm still depressed sometimes. I still have fucked up moments. And I still have a lot of anxiety tied to that relationship because that relationship fucked me up real bad and real fuck it like fucked up my trust with people. And I get anxiety from like text messages. I get anxiety from Snapchat a lot. That's why I stopped using Snapchat. A lot of people don't realize like why I stopped using Snapchat. It wasn't that I was fucking depressed. It was just like I get so fucking triggered because a lot of my communication with my ex-boyfriend. And look at that. This podcast was about someone else, and I'm just talking about my ex-boyfriend now. Like, fuck my life. Fucking trapped in that dick sand. And back to the point at hand, about Tinder. I use Tinder to basically bring myself back up, to give myself some temporary relief from this fucked up situation that we call suicide, fucking breakups and depression. And I definitely, when I was using Tinder, I just wanted to find someone. I wanted to fill that void. I wanted to feel important. I want to feel like I mattered because with my ex-boyfriend, I didn't feel like I mattered. I felt like I was complete shit. I didn't feel like anything anymore. Like, I didn't deserve to be on this world. I didn't deserve to be on this planet. Like, I was just fucked up. And all the time I was working, I was going to school, I was dealing with fucking family shit, fucking mom's death, dad's fucking depressed. Dad has anxiety, and it's just like, well, I'm dealing with this relationship that nobody knows about because during that time I wasn't out of the closet. So, a lot of internal shit, a lot of me dealing with my own shit. And like my friends, thank you to my friends, because fuck my, like if my friends were not here, I would not be here. And so a lot of that was turned to my friends and talking to my friends about my fucking relationships. And shout out to my friends who put up with my shit, talking about this dumbass boy and all this shit. But I'm extremely thankful. And if you, if anyone out there, if you're still listening, I don't know if you're still listening. Let's be honest. I don't know what's going on. I'm new to this whole thing. But if you have a similar story about Tinder or using dating apps or having an ex-boyfriend that's a fucked up situation that really fucked you up, or you just want to share your story about being gay or having that experience of, dating and having the pros and cons of everything, or, anal sex. I'm a very sex positive person. I can talk about sex, I can talk about vaginas, I can talk about periods, I can talk about masturbation. Like, come at me, boys. Yeah, this is who I am. Like, if you meet me in real life, this is who I am. So yeah, if you have any of those thoughts, definitely email me at honestandgay, all one word, at gmail.com. So honestandgay@gmail.com, or you can follow me or DM me on Instagram at Diego_Chicago. All the links will be in the description of the show notes and stuff. So don't worry about that. Or you can go to my website, www.honestandgay.com. There's an email link on the social media bar. If you want to email me, it will go directly to honestandgay.com. So you can definitely be anonymous. You can definitely just, talk to me. You can share your story. You can tell me this podcast is shit. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I do, but I don't. So, moral of the story is, yeah, I lost my virginity on Tinder. And you know what? I'm happy I lost my virginity. And am I still having problems with sex? Yeah. Life is not a fucking rainbows and butterflies. Like, life is fucking messy and it's complicated and it's fucked up. But guess what? That's life. And guess what? 2016 is out the window. 2017, new Diego, no giving fucks. Hashtag honest and gay. Like, I'm so excited for this new life and this new direction. And it took me a while to be in this headspace. So thank you so much. But yeah, moral of the story is, if you have sex, you can have sex with someone on social media. Have sex with someone on social media. But yeah, if you meet someone over the internet, definitely make sure they're clean. Definitely ask for consent. Make sure they ask for consent. Don't let them fucking run your body. This is your body. If you want to have sex, just ask to have sex. And if they say yes, they say yes. In California, it's affirmative consent. So yes means yes. Remember that. If you live in California, I'm from California, so. And yeah, if you want to go on Tinder to have friends, talk to people because you're lonely, do that. But don't have sex because you have low self-esteem. And the moment that a guy's not giving you attention, don't climb on his dick because you want to feel validated. Because that's what happened. That's how I lost my virginity. I had low self-esteem and I climbed on that guy's dick because I was fucking sad. And life moves on. So let me know, email me, connect with me, subscribe. Definitely subscribe to this podcast. Check out my website. I have a YouTube channel. If you want to look at my face, trust me, I'm not ugly, but I'm not cute. Let's be honest. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. And I don't know how to end these podcasts, but yeah. So definitely stay tuned, and there will be a new episode in your sub feed wherever you get your podcasts. I'm pretty positive the only place I'm putting this podcast are on SoundCloud and iTunes. So if you have podcasts there, you should definitely follow and subscribe to this podcast. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you on the flip side. I don't surf, but that's all that I came to my mind right up. And I burped. Keeping it professional on Honest and Gay. All right. And I burped. Jesus. All right. Well, Diego Dragato is out. I will see you all later. Have a great day. And remember, if you are gay, you're fucking great. And if you're not gay, you're fucking great. And if you're not fucking on the gender binary, fucking go you. You're fucking woke. Everyone's fucking woke. Everyone is woke. But yeah, so keep it gay, keep it honest. And remember, Diego Dragato, this is who I am, and you are listening to Honest and Gay.